My son Henry is 6, and he had to have a tonsillectomy. And while we were at it, he also had to have some reconstruction done on his ear. He had a tube put in 2019.
Okay.
And so it was still in, which, like, typically, if you don't know anything about ear tubes, Squid.
No,
it's, you put your, if you're having a lot of ear infections, you put the ear tube in, and it helps things drain and keeps the eardrum open so that, you know, it's like things can pass. And,
my son Ezra just got tubes put in two months ago. Yeah.
Nora had tubes. And so what is supposed to happen is that you have the tube put in and then you get bigger and grow older and then the tube falls out naturally on its own. Well, in Henry's case, one of the tubes did not fall out naturally on its own and it was stuck in there. And so they kind of had to go in and, like, it sounds gross, but they basically had to, like, dig it out, you know?
Yeah.
So there was grafting, which is done, by the way, with cigarette paper. Did you know that?
What?
Yep, the grafting.
Wow. You got that nicotine in his ear.
Just the paper, but from the back and from the front to keep his eardrum open after the tube was surgically
Science
removed.
Science is incredible.
Nuts to me, right?
Wow. Wait, is this grafting paper, cigarette paper still in the ear?
Yes, so it'll naturally dissolve.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, over time. And it's 2 weeks after you have the surgery, you start using these eardrops to make sure, you know.
Then he goes through the nicotine patch.
The
after that.
And then that's gone.
Young kid, you have a cigarette and a
little consistent buzz the whole time, man.
Yes. When we heard cigarette paper, my sisters and I were like, what? Do what now?
Katie's like, do you need extra?
I got my roll of papers in my purse.
Can I save on the bill if you use mine?
What about vape smoke?
Does that work?
No.
So anyway, that's a pretty major surgery.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Especially having two at one time.
Yes, two at one time. And so the recovery has been extended. I mean, but what we expected just isn't a lot of pain. And his ears really hurt. But anyway, he goes under for the anesthesia. And, you know, when they're that young, you get your silly juice beforehand. And so he drank the silly juice.
Oh, really? What is it? Alcohol?
No.
Yeah, booze.
What is it?
Drink this liquor, Playboy.
Is it Modelo?
No. Gosh, what's the name of it?
I don't know anything about it.
Is that Grey Goose? I'm going to drink Tito's.
Yeah.
I got my cigarette ear and I got the alcohol.
Mommy says I have to have Tito's.
My son didn't
Mommy's
do that
juice?
When he got his
Versed?
Ears.
Is it Versed? Is that a
Versed? That's the thing, yes.
Okay, yes.
Versed?
So he has that.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, and he did this back in 2019 when he had his tubes, too. They give you the silly juice, and all of a sudden, it's like, you see it kick in and his head starts wobbling and he's trying to focus really hard on the phone and it's like coming closer and then going and then you ask him a question, he's like, what?
Yeah, really?
I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
I am not falling asleep. Can't make me. We're like, nah.
Bye.
So he goes in.
So does the silly juice make him go to sleep or just gets him prepared to go to sleep for the gas that they give him?
Yeah, it relaxes you. It relaxes you because he has to have an IV and... Well, maybe we could make that happen.
Yeah.
We could bring some verse into the studio.
Jason, it might make you, like, function like a normal person.
It might.
It takes you to take the edge off. Wow. Everyone else, it knocks out. You're like, just acting normal.
I mean,
no more pacing.
To be fair, it looks fun. Like, don't drink all of it, Henry. Mommy needs a sip.
Mommy
no, don't throw it away.
Yeah. I'll need to try it and make sure it's safe.
Mommy needs the V.
I'm licking the inside of the cup. What are you doing? Nothing. Nothing.
Waste not, want not, son.
I paid for that.
Yeah, that's a very expensive juice.
Everything is 10 times more expensive in like a hospital setting, too. Like,
no
Tylenol
kidding.
Is like $10 a tablet.
Yeah.
But
I
can just go get a generic one for like 1 cent there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or a whole tub of them for the
it's
same
ridiculous.
Amount. I know. So he goes in. The surgery went off without a hitch. It was fantastic. And the last
time. I mean,
it's fine.
How long did that type of surgery last with the tonsils and the ear grafting?
It was... So, interestingly enough, Henry became, that's the only way he showed that he was nervous about it, is that all of a sudden we get in the hospital and he gets his gown on and the hat and everything. And then he's asking every person who comes through our curtain, how long is this going to take? How many minutes is this? And we were like, is he nervous? I guess he's nervous.
Yeah, sure.
They told us about 45 minutes.
Okay.
But it ended up being about 30-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it happens just the same with tubes. It happens so fast that by the time we were able to go and get a cup of coffee, it, for the most part, it seemed like it was over.
By the time
the
first set kicked in for you, it was over.
It was. I was taking a nap.
After you looked it through, yes.
His mom had a cigarette. We can cut 15 minutes off this.
So he comes out, when Henry had tubes in 2019, he came out of anesthesia a very angry elf. Like, really? I'm talking screaming at the top of his lungs so much that this was at the surgical center in Greensboro in 2019.
I think I've been there.
Well, they had to give us a private room because he was like, that upset.
Ezra, very similar.
Yes. Like,
because they don't know what's going on.
Crashing.
They're so confused.
And it's this noise that you make. I don't know if I can mimic it, but it is like the most, like an animal instinct, kind of, where it's primal, almost.
Primal. Yeah.
Like a very
Yes. Well, there's a lot of adults come out of anesthesia, they'll start crying.
Yes. Yeah. Because you don't know.
Your body's reacts. Yeah. I mean,
Same thing is, I'm just trying to think, Katie, when we got the, what's the thing we got up our butts?
Colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Was that
my inspection?
I'm like, please say colonoscopy.
Get your oil check.
A frat brother?
You know what I'm saying? Is that the same? That's propofol. Is that what he had, or is it different? I think it's different.
Verset is different.
Why is that? No, Verset, I thought was a
Verset's
silly juice.
The pre. Is like the.
And then you have the gas, right?
And then he had.
Oh, you mean for the actual anesthesia for the surgery?
I don't know what he had.
Even propofol. The shorter ones are used, shorter surgeries. In a former life, I was with somebody that is an anesthesiologist, nurse anesthetist, and so I know a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he had.
Well, the reason why I say that is when I came out of it, I felt good.
I came out quickly. Yeah, it didn't feel like, foggy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I felt great. I think it's different. I think kids have a gas more than they do. I think
he definitely had the gas because when our nurse anesthetist JWAG, what's up? When she came in, she was telling Henry in terms that he could understand, which was very helpful for me, that it was like, well, you're going to blow in. I need your help to blow into this balloon. Yeah. And you have to really. And she said it might smell a little funny. So you have to blow extra hard to make sure that you get the smell away. And it's going to go around your mouth. Yep. You have to blow up the balloon. So it was helpful for him to visualize that was what was going to happen. But I don't know what
I looked it up because I know it's short. I mean, for shorter surgeries and you don't feel like drowsy afterwards.
No, you don't. You come right out of it.
Colonoscopies, they use propofol.
For colonoscopies.
I think that a lot of people, even adults, come out of these surgeries and they're whacked for a little while.
Yeah.
With a propofol one, you just come out feeling fine.
Well, Henry was definitely whacked.
Okay.
Because I had said to, you do a bunch of calls beforehand, everybody making sure that you're, your allergies and what when to eat and when not to and what kind of things you're taking, whatever. And so I said, look, just so you know, he did not come out of anesthesia well last time. I know that that's very normal, but I just want to make note of it that happened to us last time. They're like, oh, no problem. Well, when we get the phone call from the surgeon that everything has gone well, she said, everything went great. It was wonderful. He's going to be very, very loopy, but you're welcome to go back to see him.
Shut up!
Jason, I'm going to tell you what he was screaming that had us a little bit alarmed. That's coming up.